This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So here is one of those paradoxes upon which capitalism thrives. Sony is going to give Michael Jackson's estate $750 million in return for the 50% of the Sony ATV music publishing company that it doesn't already own. The deal gives Sony ownership of works by Bob Dylan, Eminem, Taylor Swift, and even after all these years, the musical equivalent of a sure thing, the Beatles catalog. So here with the paradox, the music publishing business clearly remains lucrative even when the music industry itself is kind of struggling. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is on that one.
I read the news today and I couldn't stop my mind from wandering. Why? Why pay $750 million for a music catalog?
Important unrealized asset sometimes in this business is really music publishing, which is the ownership of a song copyright, as opposed to the recordings that we sometimes are more familiar with.
Paul Young teaches music industry studies at USC's Thornton School of Music. He says if money is what you want out of the music industry, there are a lot of potential revenue streams for a publisher.
You're giving permission to use a song to a not just a record company, but to a radio station, to a TV company.
Transactions that are far less threatened by music's digital revolution. Consider the show Mad Men. It reportedly paid $250,000 in licensing fees to use the Beatles song Tomorrow Never Knows. Jeff Jampel is the president of Jam Inc., which manages musicians and their estates. He says publishing catalogs are attractive for a couple of reasons.
It's easy to see what they've done for the last 10, 20, 30 years.
And he says catalogs tend to hold their value many years from now. They can offer solid returns, getting better all the time. Sure, money can't buy me love, but it might offer Sony a steady income stream. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.